Happy New Year, and welcome to the first episode of Paul's Podcast. I am a 47-year-old male living in the Washington, D.C. area, and I'm going to record a couple times a week, maybe once a week. It really just depends on how I'm feeling. But I thought I would start off the new year with a new podcast and talk about my resolutions for the year. My podcast will be relatively short, probably 3 to 5 minutes, maybe 10 at the most. This one might be shorter. We'll see. But I've seen on lots of blogs and, of course, lots of news sites like Huffington Post that people are, as they do every year, listing their New Year's resolutions. Now, my resolutions are probably typical of most people in that I want to lose some weight. Probably, I should back up a little bit. In 2011, I lost 13 pounds, depending on the day that I weighed myself. I lost, I want to say 13 pounds, and kept it off. I have kept it off the entire year, so that's a pretty good thing right there. But in 2012, I would like to lose 15 to 20 pounds and keep it off. So I'm going to do that by lowering the amount of food that I shove in my face and try to increase start exercising, because I really rarely exercise. I am very lazy and I just like to sit on the couch and watch TV. But in 2012, I hope to at least walk on the treadmill twice a week. That's like the minimum, twice a week. And I'm going to start that tomorrow. So that is one resolution, is to lose some weight. Another resolution is to spend less money. I just bought a new car, which I'm going to talk about in a future episode. So I have a car payment now, which I have not had for 6 years. So I need to spend less money so that I can afford the car payment. It's not too bad, though. I think I can afford it. But I think I need, in terms of spending less money, I need to charge less, because I tend to put a lot of things on the credit card and then just pay them a huge chunk of money every month just to pay it down. So I need to spend less, and then I would have, of course, more money in my pocket to spend on things without charging it. So that's a second resolution. A third resolution, which I can really get started right away with, is cleaning up my Twitter account, my Facebook account, and my Google Plus account. All of those have lots of people on them that I really don't remember who the hell they are, or why they're I have them as friends or followers or whatever on those different services. So I'm going to start probably tomorrow by cleaning those out. If you are a listener to this podcast, which I think I will start to get some, and you are a follower on Twitter, don't be upset if I unfriend you or unfollow you or whatever, because I need to just clean up, because I have all these people that I have no idea who they are, and it's time to clean them out. Beyond those three resolutions, I really don't have too many other resolutions. I can't think of any at this minute. I'm sure at some point I will, but right now those are the three. So I'm going to lose weight, spend less money, and clean up all the people I don't know on those different services. So what are your New Year's resolutions? Do you make any? Did you stick to them from the ones you had from last year? Let me know. If you listen to this podcast, why don't you leave a comment, if you care to, you don't really have to, on the blog, because this is obviously going to be posted on the blog. And some of the things I talk about on this podcast will be already posted about on the blog. For example, upcoming episodes will include about my new car, which I already posted about my father who had a hip replacement recently, and I'll talk about that in more detail in another podcast. But I want to really post a little bit more often, even though they're going to be very short podcasts. I still think I would like to record audio more often. I've been encouraged to do so from my Twitter friends, so that's what I'm going to try to do. Anyway, we're coming up on 5 minutes, so I'm going to stop this because I think I've talked about enough. And I hope that you'll come back and listen on a more regular basis. And hopefully some of you are already subscribed to the feed on iTunes. even though I'm not in the iTunes podcast library because I don't want to be there. You actually have to get the feed from my website. So that's all. That's the end of the first episode of Paul's podcast. Until next time, bye.